Kathleen Burton. Website: www.kathleenburton.ca. Facebook: https://www.facebook.com/kb4sanachankert. Twitter: @Cathelbert, https://twitter.com/Cathelbert. Instagram: https://www.instagram.com/Cathelbert. Are you associated with or running as part of a slate? If so, which one? No. Do you live in the municipality where you are running, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to that community? Yes, I have lived in Saanich for 6 years and Greater Victoria for 21 years. What is your occupation, and for how long? I have been in nonprofit management for 25 plus years, and am currently the executive director of Community Options for Children and Families. Tell us about your previous elected and/or community experience. I am a recognized community leader known for developing and guiding strategic vision to achieve organizational goals. Currently, I am the executive director of Community Options for Children and Families Society. In addition, I am a two-term student elected representative on the Board of Governors for Royal Roads University. I also volunteer for the Greater Victoria Naturehood, as the project manager and lead writer for the Naturehood Map Project. Saanich Police is part of the Community ACE mascot team and with Volunteer Victoria. My previous board experience includes the Greater Victoria Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Victoria. Why are you running? What's your motivation? Giving back is important to me. Serving my community is one reason I want to run for Saanich Council and the CRD. I'm honored to have this opportunity to give back to the community of Saanich and the CRD where I live, work and play. It will be a privilege to serve in an inclusive community and region as your elected official. From 2019 to 2021, she also served the Saanich Parks, Trails and Recreation Advisory Committee. What are your top three issues? Burton enjoys tackling complex issues and, when elected, plans to offer balance and leadership on these critical issues. Housing, environment, mental health, education, and more. To learn more about her platform, visit https://www.kathleenburton.ca/blank-1. What's your vision for your community in 25 years? Saanich is rapidly changing. A focus on climate change, technological advancements, and the growing inequality in the region requires serious attention. With this rising uncertainty, the task of long-term planning is becoming more intimidating and complex. I recognize the value of creating a shared long-term vision to bring communities together, generate creative responses to challenges, and harness finite resources towards shared goals. I would like to see a community-inspired Saanich vision, and believe it has more support and a much longer lifespan than a top-down government-introduced plan. My vision is to see a plan that incorporates innovative and strategic community and stakeholder engagement, and one that includes broader shared community values. In other words, my plan is your plan. What's one big idea you have for your community? I am not sure that Saanich needs to return to the EDPA as it was, or to an EDPA at all. That said, I do think some work needs to be done to review and revise the EDPA. I was not supportive of the EDPA having been rescinded in 2018. I would have preferred it be reviewed and revamped into a living document that changes and develops over time. I would like to develop a voluntary private land stewardship program to replace the EDPA and protect natural areas in Saanich for the generations that follow.